Freddy, what did I do? Yeah. Welcome to the podcast. It is a Monday in Deep South Texas, 46 degrees, rainy, cold outside. I know for some places in this country, 46 degrees, rainy is not that bad, but here in Deep South Texas, that's pretty bad for us. You know, remember we're the ones who got that bad freeze where the power went out and the grid stopped working. Well, it doesn't take too much weather-wise to get us rattled down here. At least me. I absolutely do not like cold weather. That's why I haven't moved out from Deep South Texas to go anywhere else and live, because I like the weather down here. The short winters are good because I know they don't last. So 46 degrees is pretty bad. But it could be worse. I think in a couple days it'll be all right. It's Monday, it's Thanksgiving week, so I'm looking forward to Thursday. I'm off the whole week. I took some days off. I decided to just take some time for myself and, you know, de-stress. I'm in my second semester of my master's courses in higher education administration, so I'm going to say it's it's pretty rough. It's not easy, but somehow I'm getting through it. I'm getting the homeworks done. I'm submitting my assignments. I'm doing the readings. It's a lot, but I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging in there. I'll take it one day at a time. These days are tough. The whole week from beginning to end, I got work, I got school, everything else that is in my life as well. So needless to say, I don't really have a social life, to be honest. I'm not getting out much. I'm not hanging out. I'm not drinking too many beers these days. In a way, it's good though, because I don't want to be distracted. I want to be more focused on what I need to finish, what needs to get done. And I don't miss the hangovers. So it's a win-win. Anyways, this is just for a while. And then once I'm done, I can do whatever I want. But for now, it's a little sacrifice, which is fine. Again, nothing good ever comes easy. So I'm trying to hang in there. Usually, I know it's been a while and I always say that, but it's because I tend to keep to myself a lot, and then sometimes I come back. It's like on social media, I get on, I get off, and sometimes I need a sabbatical from it. Sometimes it gets a little bit too much, especially if, let's say for instance, if I'm going through something and I feel the urge to post about it, that's when I think, you know what, maybe it's time to get off and work on whatever is bothering you, and then get back on there. Things with me are all right. Good work is good. School is good. You know, life is good. I find somehow I still need to work on, and maybe I put too much emphasis on this, and it's probably why it lives in my brain, like my personal life, right? I keep on searching and I keep on looking, but I don't know what's going on with that part of my life, but I'm thinking maybe if I just leave it alone, because I've gotten that advice before. It's like, hey, don't go looking for it. Let it find you. All right. Maybe that'll work. I think I've tried it every once in a while, but never long enough, right? It's for me, I mean, I'm not going to lie, the allure of the concupiscence could be the issue here. I don't know. But definitely something I need to work on, and I don't like that I put too much emphasis on that. And in a way, it does distract me though, because if it's in the back of my mind, and it'll creep in every once in a while, kind of like an earworm when you have a song that just sometimes you can't get rid of it. Not 100% sure what to do about it, other than, just weather the storm, I suppose, and hope for the best. At least that's what I'm going on for now. Oh, I discovered this new, other than that, I discovered this new game that I participated in. It's called pickleball. It's easier than racquetball or tennis, but it's kind of similar, except it's not as hard. But I gave it a shot. I tried it out. I had done that before, but never stuck with it. And then this time around at work, there was this tournament, and I joined in, and I had a team. My team name was RGV Texas Heat. The tournament wrapped up on a Wednesday. We didn't win, but that's okay. I got to meet some pretty cool people. I tried it out, and made some connections, and was active, which is always good for me. I find that I need to be active. I need to be moving. I can't be stuck at home with my thoughts, because that's, for me, that doesn't work. I'm sort of an overthinker. And I don't say that not in the sense that I'm not saying that I'm smart. I'm just saying I tend to overthink things and maybe make them more than they are. That's why I've said it before, I admire people who just kind of are able to take things as they come and then let it go. And not that I don't let things go. I do let things go. I just think to myself whether I could have handled it differently, or if I'm going through something, I start thinking to myself, should I do this or that, and or plan for it, or overthink things. So again, not I'm not saying I'm smart. I'm just saying that I overthink things, and it has its pros and cons, I suppose, because in overthinking, I make plans just in case, but at the same time, so that I'll be ready. But at the same time, why am I wasting my time maybe thinking of things that probably won't happen, or things that nobody really cares about? Maybe I'm the one making them bigger than what it is, but that's just in my nature. I'm trying to get away from that though. It gets hard, and it sucks sometimes. I know it's bad when I start losing sleep. And that happened to me a few days ago, where I wake up at 2 in the morning, I start thinking about things or something specific, and it takes my time. And then by 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm barely getting back to sleep. And then before you know it, I gotta wake up and go to work. So that's not good. I'm hoping to find a way to get rid of that, to just dump that stuff. And I think it also has to do with people that I allow into my life, because also some of the things that are attached to that for me is bringing people or allowing people to be in my life that have so much baggage or drama, and it shouldn't be my business. And I don't mean to say that I don't want to help somebody out. Of course I do. It's in my nature to help people out. That's kind of what I do. I want to be in service of people and help people out as much as I can. But sometimes I allow people to be in my life that are, I don't even want to say the word, but I have to say it, that maybe are toxic. That seems to be a trend these days. I'm even on my social media, like when I get back on and I see some people, I'm like, why am I reading this, or sometimes even their stories kind of irk me or just kind of put me in a bad mood, or and then I think, why am I torturing myself? Right? What's the point of it? Cut these people out. The bad part is I try to do that. I have tried, but then these people reach back out to me because they need help or advice or something. And I think to myself, I guilt myself into allowing them to be back in my life. The guilt makes me say, hey, you're not better than them. So if you can help them out, help them out. And I try to do that, but what happens is I open myself up to different scenarios or emotions that I'll experience, and then they disappoint me, or things don't go the way I thought they would, and then I'm back to being regretful and asking myself, why do I let these people in my life? And I don't want to be the type of person who, I don't want to be cynical, but you can only take so much from certain people before you start saying, hey, look, you need to work your things out, fix what you need to fix, and then we can be friends, or we can hang out, or we can, or I can help you. But sometimes it feels like it feels like I'm just feeding a monster, or like, and I don't want to sound demeaning, but just because for, as an example, like feeding a junkie, and they want more, or they won't even learn. I could help them and give them advice at the same time with whatever, and they're back to square one. And listen, we're all fighting demons. We all have issues that we're facing. Trust me, I know. But it's hard. It's hard to allow somebody to be in your life and that they are just bringing you down, right? For me. Like, it's hard for me to allow people to be in my life, and then all they do is bring me down and disappoint me, and even bring danger into my life in a certain, a different way. And it's just, I don't think it's worth it. And I need to be stronger about that. That's something that I want to work on, is being stronger, being able to resist, whether it's temptation or whether it's resisting my better angels, which are trying to help, but is of no good. Right? Maybe my help is actually encouraging them to continue what they're doing. And that'll lead them to a worse place, because they'll say, oh, well, I got this. He's there. I'm sure he's gonna help me out. So I don't want to be naive about it either. Nobody wants to be a doormat, right? I have to be stronger. I have to recognize when I'm being used. And I don't like to talk sometimes like this, because I've probably said it a million times. I don't want to sound pious or, oh, I'm so wonderful that I'm helping everybody out. No, I'm not saying that, because I need help too. I just feel like I don't have that best friend or the partner or the person that you can 100% depend on. And it's just, I've heard it before, and I think at the moment this is what I'm living by, is that there's nobody coming to save me. Either I get it done or it's not gonna get done. I need to be stronger. I need to be self-sufficient, and that's what I live by, is I know we all need help sometimes, but I don't want to be an inconvenience, and I need to be stronger. I need to, in every way, I need to be a man. And I know there's a lot of negativity or people out there talking about toxic masculinity or, you know, the rise of feminism. And that's fine. That's fine. But for me, I need to be stronger. I need to be a man. I need to rise up. Otherwise, I become this person that I will hate. Then I'll hate myself for not being strong, for not trying. And I have to continue trying. You might say, what is he even talking about? All I'm talking about is we all have things that we struggle with. And I don't need to add to that. So I got to make better choices about who comes into my life and who is no longer allowed, who is no longer welcome. And it's a tough challenge, but that's part of being a man, is making these tough decisions, right? Next month, I know I've said it forever, but next month I've made a commitment to start back up on in jiu-jitsu and kickboxing. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm excited about it. And the holidays are coming. I'm going to reach out to spend some time with my family. And, you know, I haven't talked to certain people in my family for a while, at least not that frequent, and I miss them. So I need to shift my focus, stay the course with work and school and family, cut off the people I don't need, because they probably don't need me either. And I need to wise up to it. I continue to pray, continue to go to confession as needed. Still with the Knights of Columbus, still fighting the good fight. Till next time, be not afraid.